the end of the Torah's discussion of Ma'aseh Bereishis, the pasuk says, "Vayara Elokim es kol asher osa v'hinei tov ma'od." HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw all of the Bria, and behold, it was tov ma'od, it was good. The Bria was a good thing. We just read Koheles over the Yom Tov of Sukkis. We know Sefer Koheles begins, "Havel havolim amar Koheles hakol hovel," that everything is vanity, everything is empty. Nothing of the world, nothing of the gashmiyastika world, the physical world, tachas hashemesh, has any value. It seems to be a stira, seems to be a contradiction. Here the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the bria v'hinei tov ma'od. It wasn't just tov, it was tov ma'od. It was very good. And yet Koheles tells us, hakol hovel, that everything is meaningless. All gashmiyas, all of the physical world is meaningless. How can we reconcile this seeming contradiction? We read in the Haftorah of Tisha B'Av from Sefer Yirmiyah, Al Yishal El Chocham B'Chachmoso, Al Yishal El Giba B'Gvuroso, Al Yishal El Osher B'Oshro, that there are people that shouldn't boast about their talents. The Chocham, the wise man, shouldn't boast about his wisdom. And the Giba, the strong one, shouldn't boast about his strength. And the Osher, the wealthy person, should not boast about his wealth. Kim Bezos Yishalel HaMishalel Haskel V'Yodoa Osi. The Mishalel, the one who wants to be proud, who wants to boast, who wants to feel special. He should feel special by Haskel V'Yodoa Osi, by thinking about my will, by understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thinking about Torah. That's what a person should be Mishalel for. First glance, there seems to be an extra word in this pasuk. Pasuk should have said that someone shouldn't be mishalel himself for the chokhma and for the gevura, for the osher that he has. Kim bezos yishalel ha'odam haskel v'yadoa osi. A person should be mishalel only by knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knowing the Torah, connecting himself with the Ribbono Shel Olam. What's this yishalel ha'mishalel? Yishalel ha'mishalel? Well, what's the extra word ha'mishalel? Moshe Feinstein in his Darash Moshe explains that the pasuk is alluding to the idea that there really is room to be mishalel, even for chachma, gvura, and osher. There's a room to feel special. There is a value to chachma, to wisdom, and to wealth, and to physical strength. There is a value to it. But the pasuk is saying the only time that there's a value, the only time that one can be mishalel, bechachma and begvura and beosher, is if haskel v'yadoa osi. Only if a person harnesses all of the physical talents that he has to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he uses the gashmius in the world, if a person uses the physicality of the world, l'shem shamayim, for Torah, for mitzvahs, for chesed, so then there's a value to the world, there's a value to all the talents a person has. Even to the chachma that's not the chachma of Torah. Other chachmas as well. To the physical gvura that a person has. To the osher that a person has. If he uses his money for tzedakah, uses his money for chesed, if a person uses the gashmias HaKadosh Baruch Hu has blessed him with, for positive purposes, for ruchnias, so then there's a value to that as well. Ki im bezos yishalel ha-mishalel. You want to be mishalel for chochma and gvura and osher, that's fine. But you can only be mishalel if there's value, if you infuse value into that chochma, into the osher, into the gvura. If haskel v'yadoa osi, if one connects to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so then there's a value in the gashmius of the world as well. The Rambam writes, V'chomasecha yihiyu l'shem shamayim. What does that mean? That Chazal say everything you do should be l'shem shamayim. It means that every activity a person is involved in, even the most physical activities, can be l'shem shamayim. They can be infused with kedusha. Even activities like eating and drinking and sleeping and earning a parnasa and relaxation and spending time with family. If a person is mechavin l'shem shamayim, that he's involved in all these pe'ulas l'shem shamayim, for the chesed, for the tzedakah, for the to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have the energy to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to daven properly, and to raise his children properly, then everything can be avodas Hashem. Everything a person's involved in can be a davar ruchni. Even the gashmi of the world, even the physicality of the world can be harnessed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really what Sefer Koheles says. Yes, it begins, Havel Havelim Amar Koheles HaKol Havel. Shlomo HaMelech begins that everything in the world is Havel. But what does he end with? What's the last words of the Sefer? Sof Dovar Kol Nishma Eso Elokim Yirav Yes Mitzvosov Shemar Kizeh Kol HaAdam. If you have Yira Shamayim, then it's not Havel. If you have Yira Shamayim, then you can infuse value into the physical world, even tachas hashamish, even under the shemesh that symbolizes the gashmi of the world, there can be value to that as well. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in this pasuk and say in Parshas Bereishis. Vayar Elokim es kol asher asa v'hinei tov ma'od. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw in the world, he saw in the Bria, tremendous potential. There's tremendous value in the physical world. If used properly, if used for the right purposes, when a person uses the physical world for the tachlis achayim to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the taka is tremendous value in the world. It's not just tov, it can even be tov ma'od. It can be very good. There's value in the world when it's used for the proper purpose. You know, we just ended the Yom Tov of Sukkos. We know Sukkos is about sitting in a Dira Sarai, sitting in a temporary dwelling, the dwelling of the Sukkah, which reminds us that the Gashmias of the world is only temporary. All the physicality, it's ephemeral, it's fleeting, it's not eternal. The only thing of eternal value is Ruchnias. But the way to give value to Gashmias is by using it for Ruchnias. Because by doing so, we elevate the world around us. And we use that world, we use the physical world. Bekedusha, we use that physical world for its ultimate purpose. Have a good Shabbos.